We're with the six-goal champ tonight, the retiring champ in a couple of weeks, Barry Hall. Barry, 10 goals to nothing. Can you remember the last time you played in a team before the other side kicked a goal?
No, I haven't. I don't think I've ever done it. But look, that was really pleasing when the game was up for grabs. That we didn't know how Port were going to come out. We knew that they'd been training pretty hard and pretty solid and been smashed during the week. So we expect them to come out hard, and the boys respond like that with 10 goals in the first quarter is outstanding.
And you guys obviously had to respond. You know, you had a turnover of coach during the week. Did that come as a surprise?
Look, it was probably a bit of a shock, but what can players do about it? It's a board and club decision, and we had to just move forward and play footy, and whoever was coaching. Luckily, we got Paul Williams, who we already knew, and didn't change a lot, but we got the result today, which was a badly needed win for the club.
And pretty exciting also for the Bulldogs, a couple of debutants today, but both Tutt and Cordy, and they showed a bit. I mean, Tutt kicked 3 goals with his first 3 kicks.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that in a debutant game either. So, they were pleasing. I guess you worry this time of year when, you know, you bring blokes in if you're going to chuck them in the deep end, but they all played well, and, you know, that's pleasing for the club's future.
And from your own perspective, obviously, not playing next season, there must be a lot of things that are rattling around in your mind in terms of what you're going to do. I mean, professional boxing has been thrown up there. Is that still an option?
It's an option, but I've got a couple of games of footy to play yet, so they're more important than anything at this stage. I'm just really enjoying playing my last few games. And the boys are making sure I enjoy it as well, so it's been great.
We're speaking with the Bulldog superstar, the retiring superstar, Barry Hall. Up to you in the commentary box, Nathan Eagleton.
Yeah, Hawley, how you going, mate? Congratulations on the win. Great effort from Matthew Boyd, 39 touches and 3 goals. Just really set you up in the midfield today and made the footy come down a bit easier.
Yeah, he does. Look, he does it every week. You know, he's well-deserved captain. He leads from the front and, as I said, he butters up every week and, you know, that's what we expect out of him. He's obviously gathers the ball, but he runs hard, gut running, and he's got some defensive stuff in his game as well now, so he's almost a complete player.
Yeah, and Robert Murphy just setting up the back end with a young back line, the 6 down there, names that a lot of people wouldn't have heard from Bulldog supporters, and they did really well today and gelled really nicely.
They did, and, you know, we probably expected a lot from Murph today because, as you said, it was a young defence. Markovic, for a first-year player as well, has got great leadership qualities, and you know he really stepped up today as well. So it was a great effort for such a young backline.
Yeah, Barry, it's Steve Williams here, mate. Congratulations on today and also your career. Since you announced your retirement, you're probably the leading goal kicker in the competition. It must be pleasing from your point of view to show everybody that you're going out as a champion player. We see a lot of guys play on and just struggle over the line, but you seem to be moving really well. Your body looks all right, and you're sort of maybe now doubting perhaps you shouldn't announce your retirement. Perhaps you've got another year left.
No, not at all. as I've always said, this is exactly how any player would want to go out, and you can't always plan those things. And as you said before, the players don't get to choose. Sometimes they're out of form and struggle through it. So I'm just glad that I'm playing some good footy and can go out in a high rather than the other way.
Barry, it's Peter Walsh. We've, in the commentary box, watched you in action in games for St Kilda and games for Sydney and in games for the Western Bulldogs, and you've just exhilarated us. Are there times when you stand there and you think, gee, I'm going to miss this. I've done so much in football. I've played so many games. Do you ever become a nostalgic person?
I probably will miss it, but in saying that, I'm counting down the days.
Are you really?
Till the end, yeah. Look, I love playing footy. I love game day. I love the competitive stuff, but I guess just the everyday grind of AFL footy, you know, it's long hours, and I've done it for such a long time now that that's probably the mental challenge for me and why I've announced my retirement to do another year of that. I wouldn't be 100% mentally. The body could get through it and I probably would play okay, but if I'm not mentally 100%, I don't want to do it.
And Barry, Roger Wills here, and what a game next Saturday at the MCG against Hawthorne. You were expected to win today, you did well, but what a game, what a challenge that'll be.
It is a great challenge for us. We're probably not going to make many changes because I think everyone played pretty well today, so that's another challenge against a top 4 side. That's great from our point of view. You know, we've got to build and try and grow some momentum for next year. To play a top 4 side in the last couple of games is great for us.
And Barry, for our Port Adelaide listeners, Can they take anything out of the way that they came back and outscored you guys by 27 points in the last quarter, or do you think it was more a fact that you guys were, the game was over pretty much at quarter time, and perhaps you guys were just running out time?
Look, I think a bit of both. We spoke at three-quarter time to, you know, not let the foot off the pedal, but I guess mentally it's a real challenge at those times of games when you're that far in front. But in saying that, Port Adelaide, look, this is a pretty dry time for them at the moment and trying time for them, but, you know, they're a good, proud club and they'll dig out of this, there's no doubt.
Barry, this is the last time we'll be calling a Western Bulldogs team with B. Hall, number 28, on the forward line because, of course, you won't be visiting our shores again. So I think on behalf of the many listeners that we do have and all of our commentary team, thanks for the memories, Barry. Well done.
Oh, thanks, guys. I really appreciate that. Thanks.